Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Humboldt.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The Chateau is open and ready for business. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to The Steve Jones Show. It is tournament time. Yesterday I was in Indianapolis. They threw me out. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We only have her for a short window today.
Don't be so excited about that either.
He's on his way to Allentown.
We need Billy Joel as bump music for today now.
For the PIAA basketball tournament. And exciting, I hear Bartlett laughing in the background. She can't wait for you to go.
As I'm sure, as I said yesterday in the brief edited version of the Steve Jones Show, you're going to be very happy because you won't have to deal with me this tomorrow. Well, which is today now.
Au contraire. You can't set up the audience to make you out to be some sort of villain. You're no villain.
No, just a martyr. Anyway.
Oh, mercy.
So why did they throw you out? What did you do wrong?
Lost.
Oh, no. I thought maybe they literally threw you out. And
No, I could stay the whole weekend if I wanted to, but there's nothing for me to do now.
Well, you were at Northwestern, got tossed out, too, yesterday.
They tossed out, and that tossed them out of the tournament.
Sure
they
did.
Are gone. Now, you're going to need a new poll question for next week.
Okay.
And I want this poll question to stay up the entire week.
Okay, the entire week.
Right. Who is your favorite college basketball analyst?
Okay.
Because college basketball is going to be center stage. So, True. Is it going to be Clark Kellogg?
Not bad.
Okay, Dick Vitale.
Entertaining.
Entertaining. Dick Girardi.
Very informative and entertaining.
Yes. All right. Let's pick some other. Could be another good one to put in there. Bill Raftery.
Oh, that's a good one.
And Jay Billis.
That's a tough one. I'd have to give that some thought. Those are some good ones to choose from.
Well, as I mean, that's why we're going to leave it up all week. It's a big basketball week. We'll get a chance at some point or other to discuss all of them. But, you know, your favorite basketball analyst.
You're going to have to write those names. You're going to have to write all that down for me so I don't miss any of them.
For goodness sakes.
I told you this morning when we talked on the phone, I said, my brain is completely jello at this point. I've got so many numbers running through my head, I'll be lucky if I even know who's on the court tonight.
Look, I've done two sports in one day.
I know, right? But I'm not that good.
So. I've done it three times the last how many months?
I know, I'm not that good. So I have to, you know, you know your limitations.
I'm not saying I'm good, just you can do it. All right, you can get that done. Come on, man. I'll bet Bartlett has it down.
Oh, she's ready. She's ready. Here's something I've been waiting about 2 days to talk to you about. And,
okay.
And because of everything that's been going on, we haven't been able to talk about it.
Your resignation?
No. No.
What a setup.
It is so great to have you back.
Not really.
What
a setup that was.
What in the world is Denver doing in the Peyton Manning mix?
Have you watched them play?
Yeah, but, I mean, why would Peyton Manning want to go to Denver?
Why did John Elway want to go to Denver?
Well, okay, but...
They have young receivers. They have an exciting running game.
Mediocre receivers.
They have a top... I'll tell you, Eric Decker is going to be a really good receiver in this league. I've watched Eric Decker for 3 years in Minnesota. He is lightning fast, great skills, hands... Decker's going to be a really good player. Will he be a superstar in the league? No, but he'll be a really good wide receiver in the National Football League. And I think, you know, they have that. I think they have a running game. They also have a top 10 rated defense. And Peyton Manning has the ability, with freedom, to look at everything out there, and he can get you into the right play at the right moment better than any other quarterback in the game.
But you got to look at it from the Peyton Manning perspective, the age he is, the fact that he's just had surgery. He's got aches and pains all over the place. Playing in that climate for the back half of the season is only going to make it worse.
You're in the AFC West.
No, I mean, okay? from an element standpoint.
Yeah, but you're in a good spot. It's a good division to be in, the AFC West. Denver, underachieving San Diego, mixed up Oakland. All right, Kansas City. That's a good division to be in.
Mixed up Oakland. Okay. That's a good way to put it.
I mean, seriously. That is, okay, that's the name of the game. What division can you put yourself into where, A, you get yourself a nice inroad to a division championship, and number two, get yourself in a spot where you're going to not only go to the playoffs but have a chance at a deep run. Also, by playing in Denver, if you can accumulate the best record, the road then goes to your place.
But it just,
which means they have to deal with the elements. They have to deal with the altitude.
Right, but it just doesn't feel like the perfect fit to end your season to end your career in Denver. Because let's face it, wherever he's going to go, it's probably going to be his last stop. I wouldn't suspect he'd be stopping anywhere else along the way. So I don't know that Denver is the place you want to end your career. Because you need to go somewhere where you have the tools quickly to get the job done.
Well, who's closer to getting a Super Bowl? That's the other question you have to ask.
Right.
Denver made the playoffs last year with a quarterback that is not an NFL-level quarterback yet. An NFL-level quarterback yet.
Yeah, but they made the playoffs by the skin of their teeth. I mean, yeah, they won the division, but...
Because they won the division, okay? Which means you play San Diego twice, Oakland twice, Kansas City twice. You won the division because, you, for the most part, you played really good defense all season. You won the division with a one-dimensional offense. All right?
No,
they still made the playoffs.
That.
And not only that, they advanced.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that.
But they advanced.
Well, when you look at but you look at the other options. I don't think Miami is a great option for him because I don't think they have the tools right now to make the playoffs. Arizona, at least he's got some quality receivers and an opportunity there. That seems to be a good fit. The climate seems to be a good fit.
Look, I've been in Indianapolis the last 2 days. I was there the day he left.
Right.
Okay? Right? He wants to stay in the AFC, from what I understand.
That's what I've heard.
Okay? So Arizona is in which conference?
Well, I know. Arizona's in the NFC.
Well done.
Thanks.
Okay? So now, what are your options? Miami, I don't think, is that close.
No.
Okay? And Brandon Marshall, to me, I don't care what he did in the Pro Bowl. There's a reason that people get rid of you. Okay, consistently. All right. The Jets, I'm not buying.
Well, I think they have too much invested in
I'm not buying.
They have too much invested right now in their offense to try and bring in Peyton Manning. I mean, Sanchez, they put too much there.
But I'm just not buying it. I think that the primary options off the top are Kansas City and Denver.
Kansas City would make sense.
It's the same climate.
No, see, I don't consider that the same climate.
Oh, have you ever watched the Big 12 championship game or football in December there?
Well, in December, anywhere but Arizona is not going to be great, or Miami for that reason.
Then what is the difference of playing in Denver?
Because in Denver, you've got the altitude issue, which I'm sure you can get used to.
He doesn't run far. The furthest he runs during the course of the game is out of the tunnel in the introductions.
You're saying he's as fleet-footed as Kent Graham? half a step left, half a step right?
Look, everybody knows Peyton Manning doesn't run well. What he brings to the table is he looks at the defense, and he says right away, wait a minute, let's change out of this. Okay, I like that matchup there. I like that. He gets you into the right play all the time. He then, on top of that, because he does do that, they churn up some yards, has no ego about throwing the ball. None. I mean, you look at some of the great games that he's had where they've won, right? How are the touchdowns scored? He only threw one touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. I think he only, in that comeback against the Patriots, I think he only threw one or two. I mean, the game winner was a run. He doesn't care. He's all about winning. And I'll tell you, whatever city gets him is really lucky because he invests his heart in the city. The number of things he did in Indianapolis would stun you.
No, I agree with that. You're right.
I mean, would stun you. I mean, the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital, that's his baby. Okay, you think, you know, the Janet Weiss Children's Hospital over at Geisinger is incredible, all right, because of the generosity of that family. Well, why do you think they call it the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital in Indianapolis? And not only that, he goes in there and he spends time with them and the whole thing. He's been, you know, the payback program. I mean, I was reading all these things in the Indianapolis Star. Right? I mean, the guy, you can argue the guy was the single most important person image-wise in the state of Indiana. More so than any government official, more so than any governor, more so what, because he stayed for 14 years. He never cut and ran. He never looked for the next contract. When do you ever hear of Peyton Manning holding out?
No, you're absolutely right. And as you said, he's so much a part of the community he's in that he becomes not only an asset as a player, but as like you said, an asset to the city as well.
He and his wife, Ashley, are incredible resources in terms of how they feel about certain things and that they quietly go about their business. Quietly go about their business. And this guy is just one, I mean, he is in a, I've heard Colin Cowherd. I heard him the other day on some show. He said, well, he's probably not an elite quarterback anymore. And he started being throwing the name Joe Flacco. The second that Peyton Manning is, I mean, look, Joe Flacco is a good functional NFL quarterback.
Solid.
Yes, he's a good functional NFL quarterback. Okay? He does some things very well. But is he the guy that swings you to the top?
No.
Okay? Probably not.
Well, let's look at this from a different angle now. Let's look at it not from Peyton's perspective, as I was earlier. What about the team's perspective? In Denver, all right, I understand that because you're taking a risk, and if Peyton Manning is not able to perform, you at least have some options there. Kansas City, I think, is more of a risk for Kansas City to take than for Arizona or Denver in our little scenario here. It's more of a risk for Kansas City because I'm not sure that they have as viable of a second option besides Peyton Manning.
Matt Castle?
Eh. See, I'm not. I never jumped on the Castle bandwagon.
But he's good enough.
He's good enough. But that's the problem. You don't want good enough in the NFL anymore.
Baltimore does.
Yeah, but you hear all the controversy coming out of Baltimore. Every time there's a playoff game, it's like, oh, is this going to be the one he's going to finally win? This past AFC Championship
exactly.
Is the first
and
time.
That's why there are only a handful of these guys out there.
That's the first time in a playoff game you have not heard, even out of Baltimore, a lot of groaning, mainly because he put the ball where it needed to be. It just has to be caught.
Right. I mean, and you know, and he gave it. I mean, look, but you don't. In the level of quarterback in the NFL, and I say this with all due respect to Joe Flacco, there's Tom Brady, there's Eli Manning, you know, there's probably, Drew Brees, no question, all right, Aaron Rodgers, without question, all right, and there's Peyton Manning, all right. These are the guys, and Ben Roethlisberger, all right? That's the club.
Yeah, that's and your echelon.
I mean, is it any surprise? Now, how many Super Bowls have those guys won? Manning's won one. Eli's won two. Roethlisberger's won two. Breeze has won one. Rodgers has won one. Brady's won three. Right? Now let's take everybody else. Let's see. It looks like zero.
I just thought Arizona seemed to be the right fit all the way around. Not only
now,
for
Kurt, they made it there with Kurt Warner.
Right.
And he almost won it. And Kurt Warner is a Super Bowl to his credit, as an MVP, no less.
Well, and Cobb is, they could release him and save a ton of money because they have to pay him, $20 million? I don't know. It's some awfully high amount for Kevin Cobb, in my opinion. So they could let him go, bring Peyton Manning in, and bring Skelton where they need him to be.
Now, do they have, I mean, let's face it, Larry Fitzgerald is as fine a receiver as you're going to find.
Not bad.
All right. That works. And not only that, I think they have a chance at a running game.
Yes. But it's nice to have Fitzgerald to throw the ball to. You're right.
I mean, fabulous. And he doesn't care about who he throws to. He doesn't have targets. I mean, look, he made Garcon and Colley look like they were really good. I mean, really. Yeah. I mean, look, when Tom Brady was knocked out for the Patriots in the first game against Kansas City, how many games did the Patriots win that year?
I honestly don't remember the number.
11.
Okay.
Okay. When Peyton Manning got knocked out of Indianapolis for a year, how many did the Colts win?
About 10 less.
Yeah. 14 seasons in the NFL. I believe 13 where he actually played. 11 of the 13 years, he won 10 or more games.
Well, you said that a couple of weeks ago, that he should be the NFL MVP, and I agree with you. I mean, why does it have to always be the person that plays the best? What about the person that makes the biggest impact on the team or the biggest impact without him?
Yeah, and I realize he's out of eligibility. He can't play for Shikalimi. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Your calls, it's an open line Friday. Want to hear from you after this.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
These days, who isn't on a budget? Whether it's a ramen noodles every night budget, a cutback on your cable channels budget, or how in the world am I ever going to put my kids through college budget? Allstate has something just for you. The Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and it still comes with an Allstate agent. Plus, the Value Plan includes Allstate Easy Pay, so you can stay on top of your payments without even thinking about it. The Allstate Value Plan. It's the kind of car insurance that fits any kind of budget. It's Allstate for all.
There's an Allstate policy for everyone. Why not see how much you can save with the Allstate Value Plan? Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Allstate Value Plan. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
This appliance tip is brought to you by the Appliance Pros at Peters Home Appliance Center. Do you have or are you considering buying one of today's high-efficiency, low-water-use automatic washers? Make sure you use high-efficiency detergents that are specifically designed for low-water-use washers. They're easy to identify. Just look for the letters HE on the soap bottle. Unless you have extremely hard water, you should use less detergent than recommended. Find out more. See the Appliance Pros at Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury, today.
March means not basketball. It's Susquehanna Heartland Wine Trail Month with Shade Mountain Winery. All through March, enjoy live entertainment each Saturday with local live bands and fun food pairings throughout the weekends. Admission is free with a wine trail ticket or pay a cover charge at the door. And don't forget to sample and purchase Shade Mountain's fine wines while you're there. It's a great escape from cabin fever and a terrific way to bring in spring. Shade Mountain Winery, Route 104 between Middleburg and Penns Creek. See more at Shade Mountain Winery.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal Report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
On a Friday afternoon, it is championship week. Tough one for Bucknell Wednesday night as Lehigh won it. Nittany Lions knocked out yesterday by Indiana. Verdell Jones III, by the way, did tear his ACL. The Indiana people after the game, it's a sprain. It's a strain. Dick and I looked at each other and went, yeah, sure it is. It happened 20 feet in front of us.
You could actually hear him kind of scream. Yeah. That was that bad. I mean,
he tore it. And it's awful. It's, you know, but he did tear it. He's out. Meanwhile, Indiana at the break is down 38-31 to Wisconsin. Michigan State won its opener over Iowa 92-75. Draymond Green had better than 20. Atlantic 10, UMass upset Temple 77-71. St. Bonaventure leads St. Joe's 33-30 at the break. ACC, it's NC State leading Virginia 36-33. Earlier today, North Carolina, no problem, beat Maryland 85-69 to go to the ACC semifinals. Duke will take on Virginia Tech. That is tonight. Big 12, it's Kansas against Baylor, Missouri against Texas, Texas on the bubble. Big East tonight at Syracuse against Cincinnati at Madison Square Garden in the Big East semifinals. Later today, let's see, coming up tonight, the other half of the Big East bracket, Notre Dame against Louisville. Night games in the Big Ten include Ohio State against Purdue, and Minnesota takes on Michigan. Northwestern, of course, losing yesterday in overtime.
Worst thing that could happen now for Bucknell is end up matching up with Northwestern in the NIT now. That'd be great.
Well, get us a home game.
Well, they petitioned to get a home game. They have put in the information to get a home game, and they'll find that out late Sunday night whether whether Bucknell will have one at the Soika.
And Bruce Weber, as expected, fired at Illinois. Bruce, they were staying in our hotel. I saw Bruce. I mean, they knew that the day of reckoning was a loss away. Even if they make the NIT, he will not be their head coach. Kevin and the Chief getting ready to go to Allentown.
We're headed out now. I'll talk to you later on.
Well, have a safe trip. Great game tonight. Sarah Bartlett, our Beacon of Light, next.
I'm happy for the investigators who've been on.
You know, whatever call that you have, you want to call in about, whatever topic, baseball, already off and rolling, spring training, Phillies, Pirates. Doesn't really matter. Whatever topic is on your mind sports-wise, I would like to sit down and talk with you. This is the first time we've really had some open line time together to talk at 1-800-795-9565. So it's just you and me for a while. I did mention Peyton Manning. I was in Indianapolis the day Peyton Manning was released, for goodness sakes. And the depression there over the release of Manning, even though many felt it was inevitable, they knew it was going to happen, but
interesting to see. His picture was still up because our hotel was literally right across the street from Lucas Oil Stadium. His picture was still up on Lucas Oil Stadium, and people were flocking to take pictures of him up on the wall at Lucas Oil. It's a tough loss for them. The part about the fact that it's not about money was ridiculous. It's all about money. The Colts did not want to take $28 million with their cap issued and so forth and invested in the quarterback that's hurt, even though he's probably their best option for winning. But when you hear people say, well, I'm telling you right now, it's had nothing to do with money. Who are you kidding here? In the end, in the National Football League, decisions like this are all made because of money. That's the only reason these decisions are made. I mean, we pay her a ton of money, but, you know, in the end, I mean, there's some days he earns it. Wisconsin now leads at 42-40 over Indiana. At Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Christian Watford has 13, Jared Bergeron has 12 so far. In fact, Watford's having a pretty good game. Watford right now has 13 points and 7 boards in the game. Bergeron has 12 and 8 so far in the ball game for Wisconsin. And earlier today, Michigan State advanced. I'm not surprised Michigan State advanced today. Their issue is going to be the longer the tournament goes. And the reason the issue is going to be is because of depth. Depth is going to be the reason why. Brandon Dawson, torn ACL, is out for the year. So they're done with him. And they were, you know, and you get to this time of the year. Have you noticed coaches, as time goes, whether it's injuries or trust, cut down their rotations 9, 8, 7? Thus, when you do lose somebody, it makes a big difference because the trust level is less as time goes along. That trust may have been broken in practice. That trust may have been broken in a game. But you notice more and more schools, more and more coaches, as time goes, cut back on the rotation. Thus, when a player gets hurt, Brandon Dawson, Verdell Jones III at Indiana, it does have an impact because, again, the number of people that you trust in the rotation has been dropped. Now, Bruce Weber has been fired at Illinois. Expect him to surface. I got this from pretty good people in Indianapolis yesterday. Expect him to surface possibly at Southern Illinois. They would love to have him back. And that's where he really made a name for himself. He had been a fine assistant at Purdue. He went to be the head coach at SIU down in Carbondale. Won both years he was there. Then when Bill Self left to take the Kansas job, he went in and took the Illinois job. What was the beef in Illinois with him? They felt that he went early with Bill Self's talent. They also felt he did not mine Chicago well. But there is an issue to mining Chicago. And the issue to mining in Chicago, unfortunately, comes down to the possibility that you may need a little bit of cash to do it. Let's be blunt about it. Okay? Let's be blunt about that. He would not play the game. It's just the kind of guy he is. He would not play that kind of game. At the same time, for every... And I want to tell you, Myers Leonard yesterday impressed me. He'd been thought of as being a lottery pick when Penn State played them back in January. He didn't light me up then. I know he is still a first-round pick. They like his size, his ability to run the floor in his hands. Yesterday, he impressed me. He played hard. He played with passion. He played well. He was Illinois' best player on the floor. Meanwhile, Brandon Paulo knocked down 43 against Ohio State. Hasn't had a game close to that since. Not even close, and that includes yesterday. Yesterday was not a good day for him. Did not shoot the ball well. In fact, Bruce Weber benched him in the final 2 minutes of the game with the game on the line because he could not trust him on the floor. Could not trust him to give up the basketball. And when that happens, you have big problems. Kentucky won today. They beat LSU 60-51. Indiana probably did Kentucky the biggest favor of anybody, taking pressure off by hitting that shot at the end, because they'd be swarmed right now by people asking about 1976 Indiana. But again, how many people did Kentucky play in today's game? 7. That was it. Kyle Wilter came off the bench. He played 7 minutes. Darius Miller played 17. Kentucky had no bench points in the game. Same story. This time of the year, trust level drops. You see limited rotations. Now, Kentucky's rotation includes Terrence Jones, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Doran Lamb, Anthony Davis, and Marquise Teague. Best team I've seen in person this year. In fact, Jones, Kidd-Gilchrist, Lamb, and Davis combined to score all 60 points in the game. Davis had an off day for him, 12 points, but he had 14 rebounds and 6 block shots. I have a wooden vote. I know which direction it's going in. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565 is our number. Love to hear from you on this Open Line Friday. Next hour, we'll have an interview with Dr. Dave Joyner, the Penn State Athletic Director. Hear from him. Get his comments on the state of the program right now. Bill O'Brien, back in State College. He's getting himself ready for spring football. Also, Pro Day, Combine Day coming up for the Nittany Lions. Then spring ball gets underway after that, and the blue-white game. And in case you're wondering, yes, the blue-white game is going to be on the Big Ten Network, just in case you wanted to know. Now, how do I know that? Because they asked me to do the game, and I had to turn it down because I'm doing the game on radio. They don't usually ask you to do it unless they're going to be carrying it. So, but I think the crowd there is going to be incredible. It's a nice day. The crowd's going to be great. Again, Kentucky won today, had to rally, 1-9, played 7 players in the process. Again, trust at this time of the year from coaches, low. Now, Michigan State, they won today. Michigan State won 92-75. Now, in the end, they played a bunch of guys a few minutes here and there. But again, he only cut it down to 8. Brandon Kearney, Derek Nix, Russell Byrd were the only 3 guys he brought off the bench. Big day for Draymond Green, Big Ten Player of the Year. 21 points, 10 boards, 5 assists. He's the best passer on that team. I mean, Appling had 6 assists. Green's the best passer they have. And they're going to need more out of Draymond Green when it gets to this time of the year for the simple reason, no Brandon Dawson. Wisconsin, good game. Leads it over Indiana 51-49 in the other game. Watford with 15-8 so far. Robert Wilson, who in his career has a total of 4 double-figure games, has 19 off the bench. 54% of the bench scoring this year from Wisconsin has been from Ben Brust until you hit the stretch run. And in the stretch run, for whatever reason, Robert Wilson has started to find his game. He had 2 double-figure games in his career until last week when he picked up his second, or his third, I should say, and then today he has 19. Now, he's had a 20-point game, so it's not a career high yet, but he's approaching it. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Of course, Northwestern lost yesterday. They went from being on the 34 line to now being on the 40 line. The 40 line means you're out. The 40 line means that you are 3 out of the tournament. They're not going to make it. And that's a shame. I talked to Dave Bennett, their broadcaster, yesterday. They knew what the stakes were going in, and Minnesota in overtime beat them yesterday. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. I'd like to hear from you and get your comments on all this and more, and whatever topic it is. For example, Barry in Milton is waiting for us. Hi, Barry. Thank you for waiting on the line. Appreciate it. Great to hear from you today.
Yes. I was wondering about Penn State's quarterback situation for the upcoming year.
Sure.
I know they have three, and I was wondering about the young guy that's coming on and his situation, and I'll hang up and let you talk about it.
Are you talking about Stephen Bench? You talking about Stephen Bench, Barry?
No, there was another young man
That's for next year's recruiting class. Okay. So, in other words, the quarterback you're talking about, the one that everyone has been talking so much about since he verbaled, that is a February 2013 signing.
Okay.
Stephen Bench is the current quarterback that will be coming in this particular class. So, your quarterback situation is as follows. You have Rob Bolden. You have Matt McGloin. Right now you have Paul Jones. And then Stephen Bench would be the fourth guy, and Shane McGregor. You have Shane McGregor, and then Stephen Bench would be the other guy, and he would not enter school until the end of June.
Well, who do you think has the best shot of being the starter this year?
Well, this is a great question because this is wide open. I mean, we've talked about wide open quarterback situations in the past at Penn State, but nothing like this because Bolden has started. McGloin has started. Charlie Fisher and Bill O'Brien know as much as possible about them, but Bolden and McGloin, for example, have never done a single thing for Charlie Fisher or Bill O'Brien. So they are going to get a pure and absolute evaluation as to who handles the offense better, who reacts better in situational moments, and who grasp exactly the direction they want to take the offense in. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. I mean, they both have arms. They both, you know, who can see the field better? There's a lot of things that are going to enter into this, but it's wide open. This is as pure an evaluation to quarterback as you're going to find.
Well, last year when I was watching the games, I thought McGloin was the better quarterback. I didn't think Bolden was ready, and everybody kept saying about how he could run. And then when I did watch him run, when he did get hit, I don't think he liked it very well. And I don't think he's going to be a quarterback, a running quarterback. But the way he played, it looked like he was trying to throw the ball regardless if he was going to get hit or not. And, you know, that didn't work out very well for him either. But my personal opinion is I hope they put McGloin in. I think he's a better quarterback, at least what he showed me last year. Do you feel the same?
Well, I watch Rob play, and Rob, first of all, has good footwork. Rob has a good release, and he throws a really nice ball. What he needs, and is he the runner that some people think he is? I think, Barry, you are exactly right. Right? I've never felt Rob was a great runner. I thought he was okay, but not great. And I agree with you completely about that. I think what he needs to do is the game needs to slow down for Rob. And it hasn't slowed down sufficiently for him yet. When the game slows down, you see all the chess pieces in front of you. You have better field vision and know where everybody's supposed to be and why they're supposed to be there. Rob needs to grasp all of that part. McGloin is better at that than he is. And McGloin, to his credit, made fewer mistakes forcing the ball in situations, being in love with certain plays. I'll tell you, in the Outback Bowl, you want to know when I knew he was in trouble in the Outback Bowl? Made a play. It was one of the biggest plays of the game. It was a 30-yard shovel pass to Evan Royster, where he spun around, and he did one of those Favre-esque type of shovel passes, because it wasn't supposed to be a shovel pass. Well, that's what he used to do when he was the scout team quarterback. And that's when you start thinking you can make every single play. And so you start thinking you can force the ball in. That's where you got to. When I saw that play, it was a 30-yard play, and it set up a field goal. I remember we went to a commercial. I looked at Jack. I said, you know what? I said, he's struggling out there. He said, he says he does that. I said, he won't back off on some plays, and he didn't back off on plays, and he got in trouble. So that's what he needs to do. He needs to, you know, when he is in the zone, he has better field vision. That we know that. We also know that he has a very good handle on what the old offense was. How quickly will he pick up this one? I think he will. He's a pretty smart guy. right? Now he has to make the reads and progressions in this offense, and he's going to have to prove to both Bill O'Brien and Charlie Fisher he can do that.
And I, one other thing, too, I hope the new coach, O'Brien, puts back in the Wildcat. I thought that was a good wrinkle. And I've been watching Penn State for years, and, of course, you know, Joe, he would have never played that. But I thought that was good, the Wildcat. That kept them in some games, even though they lost. But it kept you on your seat thinking that, you know, we do got a chance here to win this.
Well, I mean, Joe did use the Wildcat. It wasn't like he never did. Derek Williams ran the Wildcat at Penn State.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he did and ran it extensively. The reason Penn State hesitated for such a long time to run the Wildcat the past two seasons, Curtis Drake was hurt. And they had wanted to use it before he got hurt, before the 2010 season. Joe had wanted to use it and utilize him a lot. Then that's when he hurt his leg.
And when
that knocked him out, that knocked out that element. They didn't have Bill Belton in the program yet.
How do you think their secondary looks? I mean, they're losing everybody in their secondary.
Yeah. That's a good question. I think the secondary depth, Barry, is of question. I'm pretty comfortable with first. Stephon Morris has played a lot. I think he's pretty tough there. I'm okay at that one corner. Adrian Amos has a chance to be, I think, a major league corner down the road. He has size, quickness, and I think he reads, and he really breaks on the ball well. Malcolm Willis is the nickel, and then when Nick Suke was out most of the 2010 season, he's played a lot at that safety spot. I'm comfortable there. Now, how do you fill the other safety spot? Do you fill the other safety spot with Stephen Obeng Archibong, who had been the number two behind Drew Astorino? That's going to be a question. And then how do you fill in the depth in that secondary?
Right. Yeah, that's going to be something, because, you know, with the Big Ten, they like to run the ball plus pass. And I think that's been Penn State's downfall a lot of times, is their pass defense.
Right.
And I know they said they were so good in the pass defense, but the reason why nobody passed, usually they ran the ball against them so well until this year. You know, they had a good front four, so.
Well, they have a good front seven, I think, coming back, and that will help that secondary very much. The front seven can help set a table for your secondary every single time by getting pressure. And also when you have linebackers that play the pass well, Hodges does, Maudy does, that helps, because the proper depth of a drop of a linebacker makes a big difference in the option a quarterback has to throw downfield, because now you've closed the window.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Barry, it's an absolute pleasure. It's great to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Back with more on WKOK after this.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
This is Hollywood, where you can celebrate the luck of the Irish Saturday, March 17th at Hollywood on the Roof, with $2 corned beef sandwiches and $2 draft beer from 5 to 8 p.m., plus a live performance with Smooth Like Clyde starting at 8 p.m., playing all your favorites from the 60s through today, including authentic Celtic songs in honor of St. Patrick's Day. It's all at Hollywood, where the stage is set and the whole cast is here, from the crowd-pleasing chefs in the kitchen to the movers and shakers on the dance floor, from the dealers directing the action to the blockbuster winners and breakout stars. Here, you've got the lead role. because there's no place like Hollywood Casino. Just minutes from Harrisburg and Hershey. Take I-81 to exit 80. Must be 21 or older to enter the casino or attend concert. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-565-2112 for help.
Front Street Station in Northumberland invites you to have a shamrock of a good time with their St. Patrick's Day weekend parties. On Friday, March 16th, behold the Luck of the Irish with live entertainment from Jamie O'Brien and the Lonnie's Band. At Front Street Station, you can enjoy the deluxe Irish buffet and the band for only $15 per person. If you just want to party with the band, it's only a $5 cover. Buffet starts at 5:30, entertainment starts at 6. Then, come back to Front Street Station in Northumberland on Saturday, March 17th to see Jamie O'Brien rock out the Irish tunes in the main dining room and take advantage of Front Street Station's traditional Irish dinner special, plus regular dinner menu. This year, celebrate St. Patrick's Day the right way with not one, but 2 days at Front Street Station in Northumberland. For reserved seating, call Front Street Station at 473-3626. St. Patrick's Day weekend parties with Jamie O'Brien and the Lonnie's Band Friday, March 16th, and then Jamie O'Brien playing more Irish music on Saturday, March 17th at Front Street Station, number 2 Front Street in Northumberland, a railroad eatery.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon, join Dan Patrick on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's something you got to think about. Who would play you in a movie?
Jason Bateman. Not that I had that answer ready.
And you're about what? Are you 6'3", 6'4"?
6'3".
I'm not sure what he is, but most actors you see on television, you think they're 6 foot and they're like 5'6".
They're stumpy. Who would you, I'm thinking?
Dude.
For you. Jason Statham.
Statham, that's what I was going to say.
Right.
Dan will talk all things sports and more. Dan Patrick, weekdays 10 till noon and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
About 2.5 before the top of the hour in CBS News, followed by Sarah Bartlett. It's great to have you with us. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Bruce Weber out at Illinois. That was inevitable. Everyone knew it was going to happen. Meanwhile, Wisconsin leads Indiana 61-54. Robert Wilson has 22 in the game, a career high. Jared Berggren has 9 boards. Christian Watford is 15-9. And they've obviously been able to neutralize Cody Zeller in that game. Earlier today, it was Michigan State winning 21 points and 10 rebounds, 5 assists for Draymond Green. They beat Iowa 92-75. Michigan State gets the winner of Wisconsin-Indiana. There's 7:09 to go in that game, by the way. Tonight, it's going to be Michigan against Northwestern killer Minnesota, and Purdue will take on Ohio State in the Big Ten quarterfinals. Also today, Florida leads Alabama 15-11 in the first half, with just under 8 to go in the opening half in New Orleans. Winner of that game gets Kentucky, which has already won today, as Anthony Davis had 12 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 block shots. Kentucky beat LSU 60-51. North Carolina won. They beat Maryland 85-69, doing so with relative ease. Already underway, NC State, under 10 to play, leads Virginia 53-47. St. Joe's rallying. They have just tied St. Bonaventure at 49. Meanwhile, UMass has already knocked out 24th-ranked Temple 77-71. Utah Valley State lost in overtime to New Jersey Tech, 88-79. And that is your scoreboard, at least up to the moment. And the Big East semifinals tonight at Madison Square Garden in New York. Louisville, Notre Dame, Syracuse, Cincinnati. It all starts at 7 from the Garden. CBS News, followed by Sarah Bartlett at the top of the hour on WKOK.
Hi, I'm Michael Smirkanish, and you're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK AM in Sunbury.